In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tug Entertainment or its partners.
And there's no stopping us right now.
Welcome to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now, here is your host, third-degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Good morning. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local, marketing for small business, coming to you this Monday morning, as I do every Monday, from New York, where I have to take a moment and acknowledge that the fact that today, being January 21st, 2013, is the 20th birthday of my eldest child, my son, Evan. So, Evan Amadio, I want to wish you a very happy birthday this morning. I love you very much. Now, I hope all of you listening have been able to hit the ground running in 2013. I wrapped up my first workshop for this year, which was all about Twitter. I called it Twitter 101, how to use Twitter for business. And it was great to work with small business owners on building their knowledge and branding and sharing the opportunities that social media provides at such a very low cost and really zero barrier to entry. I've got a good feeling about this year for small businesses and local businesses alike. If you've listened to the show before, you know that I always have my talking points at the top of the show, and I leave you with what I call today's takeaway, which gives you one action that you can take right now to help you with your local business marketing. And Google continues to be on my radar today in terms of content. You may have heard the phrase content is king, and that is especially true this year with some of the newish programs Google has rolled out over the past 12 months or so. My guest today is going to help us with the concept of content. She is a copywriter, and we will talk extensively today about developing written content for the online world. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this particular interview. It's vital that you get this information. Now, on my January 7th show, you may remember then I talked about Google+ and the impact that I feel it's going to have this year, particularly on small business, solopreneurs, local businesses, for a variety of reasons. If you didn't catch that show, I encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast on iTunes or on the Act Local podcast replay page at Rockstar Radio Network. The aspect of Google that we need to discuss today is blogging. And I hear the gears turning in your head. What does blogging have to do with Google, you're wondering? Well, here's the skinny on blogging. Google Search and Google+, and why G+ will be a game changer this year for your business. In September of 2012, I think, don't quote me on that date, Google instituted a program called Google Authorship. Now, remember the purpose of Google. Google is a search engine. Their imperative is to deliver the most relevant search results possible to every user on Earth. And that is a huge undertaking. Google Authorship is another cog in the machine of that process of delivering search results. So what is Google Authorship and why should you care? Listen carefully. I will try to weave this cloth together for you. Google+ is the social media platform of Google. It was their fourth attempt. It's the one that I truly believe is going to make it for them. Every person and business on the planet has the opportunity to claim or create a profile on that Google Plus platform. Part of the platform is called Circles. Circles are how you can categorize the people you're connected to on G+. You can put people in any number of circles. Name those circles in any way that makes sense to you. Think of it as a way of organizing people into various circles of influence within your life and your business. Now, Google knows you and your business based on the profile you've created on Google+. They know which various circles of influence that you have placed other people and businesses. And this information is now part of their knowledge base about you and your business. And this brings us to blogging. That's where I began this whole explanation. Blogging, in case you don't know, is the writing of articles on a website. You should be writing for your own blog on your own website. If you don't have either a blog or a website, that's a problem we can tackle on another show. For now, let's assume you have a blog, and articles are written for that blog on a regular basis pertaining to your area of expertise for which your business delivers goods and or services. So stick with me here. I promise we're almost there. You have a blog. You are an author on that blog. You may even be an author on other blogs as a guest, including some major media outlets. You have a Google Plus profile. You have other people in your circles of influence attached to your Google Plus profile. Here's the magic, the big reveal. I want to pull the curtain back so you can see the man standing behind the curtain. Someone goes on Google to search for information on a subject that you are an expert in and have written about on your blog. Google has to choose which results to deliver, keeping in mind that their imperative is to deliver the most relevant results. Google will decide in that fraction of a second what is most relevant to that searcher. Google will evaluate who is searching, who is in their circles, what topics of information those people and businesses in those circles have authored, and they will deliver search results from those circles first, often before they will deliver the results of the number one website in the world for that particular topic or search term. So here's a quick example. I want to make it concrete in your mind. Let's say I own a flower shop, and every month I write an article for my blog. One of those articles is titled Holiday Flower Arrangements. I have a Google Plus profile and a page for my business on Google Plus Local. My business and I combined have maybe 500 people in our circles, and we are in, say, 1,000 circles of other Google Plus users. One of those users goes on Google search and types in the phrase Holiday Flower Arrangements. Google will look at the circles of that person searching. They'll see me, know that I wrote an article titled Holiday Flower Arrangements. And Google will deliver my article on my blog as a result to that search. In the past, it might have taken years and thousands of hours and SEO to end up in that search result. But in an effort to be relevant, Google assumes that because I'm in that circle, that what I write about matters to the person doing the search. And when Google sees a match, they further assume that it's a more relevant result. So this leads me to today's takeaway. Remember, I want to make sure that you have one action that you can take today that will help you grow your business even further. I would like to tell you to start a blog, but that's rather a big takeaway. So if you already have one, you're a step ahead, know that. But today, I want you to, again, check out Google+. Go to plus.google.com and search for yourself and search for your business. If they already exist on G+, which they very well might, don't be confused if they already exist, they very well might, claim them. It's a process. It's not a difficult process, but it is a short process, and it's incredibly important. Now, if you do that search and you find that you and or your business do not exist yet on Google+, create them. Again, it's a simple process, not difficult, but it's incredibly important. This is the first step towards showing Google how relevant you are. And that is today's takeaway. Of course, if you have any questions about anything that I have tried to, I hope, make crystal clear for you, please send me an email to actlocal@kaylinamadio.com. Of course, you need to get connected with me, as I do every week. I leave it to you to choose your favorite method of connecting with me. Links to all the various social media platforms are on the Act Local page at therockstarradionetwork.com. And if this is the first time you're hearing me, my favorite is Twitter. That's why I taught and developed that Twitter 101 class. Follow me on Twitter at Kaylin Amadio. There's a link on the show page. And before and during and after the show, you can still follow the conversation at the hashtag ActLocalMarketing. And please don't forget to tell your friends and your social media followers and networking buddies about Act Local. And if you have an iTunes account, go on there and listen to a show and leave us a review. Those reviews help us get noticed in the iTunes store so that more business owners like you can find us and get some great content from the great guests that I bring on, which is where I want to go now. Let's bring on today's guest. Before we head into our first break, I want you to know that we are going to be speaking today to Catherine Aragon, CEO of Catherine Aragon Copywriting. That's why we're talking about content today, because it's all about copy and making good web copy. Catherine is an award-winning copywriter who specializes in social content marketing and high-performance web copy. She is also the creator of C4 Marketing Method. She blogs for her own website, CatherineAragon.com, and Crazy Egg. She develops ebooks and products that help marketers develop new marketing strategies that build engagement and loyalty without taking over their business. Catherine, welcome to Act Local. I know we only have a few seconds before we go to the first break, but I want to welcome you.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here today.
Terrific. When we get back, I have a lot of questions for Catherine of Catherine Aragon Copywriting, and we will be back on Act Local Marketing. Right now, I feel so close to you
right now. Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
In the annals of recorded history, there has never been anything that can compare to home movies. But now, in this modern era, where do you turn for the best information? Right here. It's the Home Movie Legacy Project, hosted by Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Learn how to organize, digitize, share on social media, use as genealogy research, repurpose, or even monetize found footage. Discover ways to find films about your own family that you didn't even know existed. Or create a documentary that can use the power of home movies to deliver a message that can impact the lives of many. For more on Rhonda and the show, go to our website, homemovielegacy.com. Then be here as the journey continues with the Home Movie Legacy Project with Rhonda Vigent, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Tune in to the Travel Chick Show with Bonnie Kitahata, Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Bonnie will share with you an hour of travel ideas, experiences, adventures, and tips from her guests. Topics range from local day trips to international excursions, from organized professional vacations to spur-of-the-moment getaways. For fun or business, groups or solo, by bus, car, plane, train, boat, bike, hike, or horse, you'll also hear about travel-related subjects like cultures, travel photography, keepsakes, and more. Whether you love to travel yourself or you enjoy seeing the world vicariously through others, join us and enjoy travel stories from around the U.S. and around the world. For more information on The Travel Chick Show, check out Bonnie's website, thetravelchick.com. Then join us for the show. The Travel Chick's your host, Bonnie Quintojada, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. Feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Well, welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with my guest today, Catherine Aragon, CEO of Catherine Aragon Copywriting. And you can visit her website at CatherineAragon.com. It's up on the show page, but let me spell it for you. It's KatherineAragon.com. And I'll give that to you again during the show if you missed it. So, Catherine, welcome again to Act Local. I feel like I was rushing as we got out of our first segment there. So welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here today.
I'm glad that you had the time to be with us. Now, I always like to ask my guests as a first question just to, you know, tell us a little bit about themselves. Tell us about your background and your road to, you know, being at this place and time.
Well, I've always known that writing is where I want to go. And I have been writing professionally for about 25 years. Throughout the years, I've dabbled in all sorts of things. So I've done creative writing, business writing, journalism, public relations, copywriting, self-publishing, and, you know, marketing is the new addition to all that. Of course, I was also, during a lot of those years, a stay-at-home mom. So I think a lot of my effort was to find something that I could do while taking care of the kids. And for me, it was copywriting that made it all come together. So in 2005, I started my copywriting business, but 2 years later, I decided that I wanted to do the same thing, but I wanted it in a corporate setting so I could see what goes on inside a, you know, a busy marketing department. And I wanted to see what their challenges were and what they needed most from a copywriter. So there was a degree to which that was my 3.5 years of research. And then 2 years ago in 2010, I decided it was time to step out on my own again. So since then, I've been working with clients around the world. I've been featured in the Barefoot Writer magazine, and I've been writing some ebooks and products for marketers, including a full-length book that I'm writing right now on social content marketing, the very topic we're covering today. But the fun thing about all of this is, yes, I dabbled in a lot of different things, and I feel sometimes like it's like, why didn't I find this earlier? But the good news is that nothing is ever wasted. So years ago, all these different things, you know, public relations, journalism, marketing, were separate and distinct from one another. But now, the way technology is working, all these things come together under one umbrella of social content marketing and digital publishing. And there's a sense in which I feel like, you know, the diversity of my background is probably my biggest strength. I'm a better writer overall because of my training in English and journalism, and I'm a better copywriter because I know marketing. So, you know, I really do grasp the concept of the content marketer or even the business person as a publisher.
That's terrific. You can't see that there's a smile on my face. I enjoy hearing people's stories so much because it tells us so much about them, you know, who they are as people. And I'm smiling because As a woman, we're probably around the same age, I'm guessing. You know, I spent many years at home with my children, and I have done many different things in my life. My degree's in engineering. Now I'm in marketing. I mean, mm-hmm. two yeah. very diverse things, right?
Exactly. And
that's what happens as we go through life, right? We take all of these experiences and the work experiences and the life experiences, and they come together. And I love how you've found they're all coming together in content, at what you're calling content marketing. I haven't really heard that term before, but I like it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, it's something I sort of stumbled upon. And I find that the term social content sort of sums up what it really is. It's putting together all the different components.
Absolutely. I often counsel clients that, you know, social media is a buzz word, a buzz term. Mm-hmm. But really, every interaction you have with another human being is social. And all of the things that go on the internet are social, because they usually start with one person and they end with another person. Whether you're watching someone's video, or you're reading an article that they wrote, or you're having an in-time discussion on a social media platform, or whatever it is, it's all social and it's all media, digital media. So really, everything that happens on the internet is social media.
That's exactly right. That's a really good point.
Yeah. So, and I like this term, content marketing. So I know that you call your newsletter the C4 report, right? And you talk about the four C's of marketing. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. The four C's of marketing are communicate, connect, convert, and capture your market. And this, it's kind of a funny story how I came to this, because really I started with a tag. You know, as a copywriter, what do? I communicate, I help you connect and convert to sales. But when I was ready to start my newsletter, I was trying to see if I couldn't incorporate those three C's. And I realized if I added one more C, I had something very explosive, C4. So, you know, it worked. So by adding capture your market, I ended up with an entire system for marketing in a digital marketplace. So essentially, the way this works is you need a core message that you communicate with people. And by this, I'm not talking about your elevator pitch, which is what you do. I'm talking about a brand promise, the benefits that people get when they do business with you. And if you use that message properly in content and in social media, you can connect with your ideal customers and start building relationship. That helps you build trust and authority, and create a community of followers who are predisposed to buy products or services from you rather than the competition. That's the convert part of the equation. And it's probably at this point that you can start adding direct response and sales messages that push a little harder, not so much inbound, but outbound marketing. But by continuing that original attitude of relationship, that focus, you can continue to serve people even after a purchase. And you can gain so much authority that you become the go-to resource, not just for your customers, but from everyone in the industry. And that's what I mean by capturing your market.
Gotcha. Very, very smart. Now, would you define for people, because not everybody's in marketing and not everyone knows the buzzwords. So would you just define quickly inbound marketing versus outbound marketing for people in simple terms?
Yes. Inbound marketing is soft selling. So it's maybe a little bit persuasive, but its goal is not really to make a sale. Your goal with inbound marketing is really to help educate people, get them to know and like you so they keep coming back for more. So it's more attraction marketing and relationship oriented. Outbound marketing is when you're actually trying to make a sale. And many times, some people call it interruption marketing, because you end up sending it out to people uninvited. Inbound marketing is a little bit more invitational.
Right. Okay. So inbound marketing is more about the relationship, and the prospect is willingly entering into that relationship with you. Exactly. For whatever reason, because of the communications that you've built with them, versus outbound marketing is more what we might think of as advertising.
Correct.
In many ways. Okay. Yes. So what I'm hearing, like so many people I talk to, you know, you have this methodology, which to me speaks to the fact that You need strategy. We can't throw stuff against the wall and see if it works. So with your four C's of marketing, what does that look like in real terms?
Okay, I start with the fact that people don't trust marketing anymore. And that trust really is a big issue for consumers. And I'll give you a statistic to tell you what I mean by that. There was a study recently by Alterian that said that 58% of consumers feel that companies are only interested in selling. And that means even selling products that might not be a good fit or don't really work. So that's more than half of consumers feel that way. Mm-hmm. Only 5% of people trust advertising, and only 8% believe that what a company says about itself is true. Now, there's another interesting study that says that about 75% of people feel that they understand with content marketing, they understand that someone may be trying to sell something, but it's okay if the information is valuable. And the same amount, again, three-fourths of consumers believe that providing content is okay. So it's like advertising is not okay, but content is okay. So again, that's all the more reason why you need to have a blog and you need to be writing information for people that isn't sales oriented. So, you know, essentially all these years of hyped up advertising and marketing, it's been over-promising and under-delivering. And what we need to do is switch that around. So the C4 marketing method takes that into account. It doesn't try to sell first. It focuses on building community and relationship and then pitching your products as a way of serving them and solving their problems. So it's not just to make money. It's as much as anything to help people be more successful at whatever it is they do. So the approach that I take integrates content marketing with a little bit of SEO and social media into something that we've referred to. It's social content marketing. And then once you have that relationship, you've earned the right to pitch your products or services. And the goal is to build name recognition and authority so people trust you and want to do business with you.
Right. You know, I work with a lot of baby boomers, and sometimes this whole methodology can be counterintuitive because they think of marketing as being synonymous with advertising, which is exactly what you just told us the studies say we don't trust anymore. When we have to go to a break, but when we get back, there's going to be lots more with Catherine Aragon of Catherine Aragon Copywriting. Stay tuned to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. This is really going to help you develop your business. I feel so close to you
right now. Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Travel Chick Show with Bonnie Kitohata, Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Bonnie will share with you an hour of travel ideas, experiences, adventures, and tips from her guests. Topics range from local day trips to international excursions, from organized professional vacations to spur-of-the-moment getaways. For fun or business, groups or solo, by bus, car, plane, train, boat, bike, hike, or horse, you'll also hear about travel-related subjects like cultures, travel photography, keepsakes, and more. Whether you love to travel yourself or you enjoy seeing the world vicariously through others, join us and enjoy travel stories from around the U.S. and around the world. For more information on the Travel Chick Show, check out Bonnie's website, thetravelchick.com. Then join us for the show, The Travel Chick Show, live Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, with your host, Bonnie Kitohata, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Mobile is the future, and the future is now. Listen in each week, Tuesdays 4 to 5 Central, to Brilliant Mobile Marketing with your host, Mobile Mary, as we simplify the hottest marketing channel, mobile marketing, and share secrets on how you can use mobile to be more brilliant, be more profitable, and have more fun in your industry. Join us each week to learn from brilliant business leaders on how to simply and easily capture a list of raving fans and turn them into loyal customers. This show will help business owners, authors, and speakers realize their own brilliance by tapping into the insights of fellow brilliant business leaders. We will also showcase brilliant tools, both traditional and digital, that will make you more brilliant in everything you do. Don't miss your date with Brilliant Mobile Marketing and your host, Mobile Mary, America's mobile marketing expert, as she shares her success strategies every Tuesday from 4 to 5 Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local. Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with my guest today, Catherine Aragon, CEO of Catherine Aragon Copywriting. And you can visit her website at CatherineAragon.com. Let me spell it for you. It's K-A-T-H-R-Y-N-A-R-A-G-O-N. com. You need to visit her website. Catherine, I'm fascinated by this whole discussion because personally, I've always loved writing. I've always considered myself a bit of a writer, you know, and I'm one of those wannabes that started a few books and never finished any of them. So I loved this whole world of online when blogs became so popular and, you know, you could publish your own content. For people like me, it made it great. I could write about whatever I wanted to write about and I could publish it, and you know, it was a good feeling for me. Not everyone's a writer, clearly, but it was a really great thing for me. So I'm fascinated by this whole conversation about copywriting. I'm trying to absorb everything like a little sponge this morning.
Yeah, I had that same feeling the first time I hit publish on a blog post. I was in cloud nine. So it's definitely a feeling of freedom that you can say the things that you need to say, and you have a platform for getting those ideas out there.
Right. And not only do you have a platform and you can say whatever you want to say, that doesn't mean that people are finding it right away, but it is possible to make sure that people do find what you think. It, you can build those roads and create the traffic that will allow people to see that, which is, you know, a social media conversation, which we're not going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, you know, that copy that are going to help people to know, like, and trust you and show people that you're a thought leader in your industry. So, you know, there are different kinds of businesses out there. Some have goods, some has services, right? Can you just walk us through a little bit how your C4 marketing method can work with either or both, you know, professionals or creative services or goods?
Right. I myself do a service, but I have integrated products into what I do. And so, you know, that I actually do that myself. I do have clients who are, like one client in particular, he sells insurance, and I'll talk more about him probably later. But he's a good example of someone. It's sort of a product. It's sort of a service as well. But it works either way. Carter's Baby Clothes, for instance, they have a fantastic social media presence, and I don't know that they have a blog, but I know that they've got a huge number of followers on social media, and that's where they engage. So this whole thing of getting people to know, like, and trust you and building engagement, it is on your website written. It's also in social media engaging. But it doesn't always have to be written. It could be, like, for instance, your radio show is producing information that people need. You can blog, you can do podcasts, you can do videos. Whatever feels most comfortable to you is the way you ought to do it. But you need to start with who you're trying to get in touch with, because we all serve different types of people, and what those people need is what we need to produce. So the point is simply to be present and interactive with your followers. And I really like that concept of being present, because marketing has changed so dramatically in the last few years. Old school marketing was all about this one-way monologue, basically. The other, you know, we as consumers did not have a voice. But now with social media, people are engaging about your brand, whether you're participating or not. So it's really important to get involved in the discussions and interact with people. And sometimes you may actually be able to lead the conversation, but sometimes you're going to get information that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise that will actually improve your marketing.
Oh, that's an interesting point too. And that goes towards, what do we call it? Crowdsourcing. You may or may not have heard that term out there, but I encourage you to, you know, Google it, as I would if I was trying to figure something out. Crowdsourcing, you know, as a way of getting information from, you know, the crowd that you're involved in socially. And as a business, you know, that involves your social media platforms and, you know, who you're talking to, who's in the conversation, to find out, you know, the things that are on their mind, right?
That's right. And for instance, when I write a blog post, sometimes people will respond with an email. Sometimes they'll leave a comment on the blog post. And their questions or their comments always help me know, oh, I see, this is what your need is. And then I can produce more content that meets that need or answers that question.
Right.
So by interacting with these people, that I figure out, I begin to hone my concept of what information they're looking for and what they need.
Right. And that's, from a marketing standpoint, that's a mistake that some people who don't have any marketing background sometimes make, is they think that they have to create a product and then go out and find a market.
Yes. And one of the mistakes they'll make doing that is all of their marketing talks about the product. And your product may be the solution, but it's not the star. Your customer has to be the star of everything that you produce. It has to focus on them, on their needs, on their problems, and you're the expert providing a solution.
That's a very good insight that people need to take in. It's more important to connect with the market first and weigh in, get the know, like, and trust. You know, we're always putting those three words together when we're talking about marketing these days, which wasn't always the case because it was a one-way monologue. Now that it's a two-way conversation, we talk about them knowing, liking, and trusting you, and then you'll be able to get a sense of what their real issues are, not what they say their issues are, but what their real issues are and how you can actually serve them.
That's exactly right.
All right, cool. I'm learning so much from you, Catherine. I'm so glad that you came on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you call your strategy social content. We were talking about this word, which I like very much. Now, I personally focus my business a lot on brick and mortar businesses because I have a special love in my heart for Main Street USA, and they're way, way, way behind in understanding this whole two-way conversation thing. They're still thinking in terms of a one-way monologue and advertising. And I think it's easy for them to see how it works in an online business, but how do they translate these concepts for a brick and mortar business when they're getting started?
Well, there are two places to start. You know, we talked about communication, that you have to have a message. That's really the place you need to start. You need this core message, and then you need a platform for sharing it. So ironically, most businesses don't realize that they have a core message. For instance, that insurance client who I mentioned earlier, he sells insurance, and he probably would, if I asked him if he had a core message, he would probably say, well, no, I don't know what you're talking about. But he really does. every time he sits down to talk with a customer, the thing he comes back to is that if you chintz on insurance, you won't get enough money on a claim to be able to fix whatever damage was done. And his goal is to protect his customers from not getting the protection that they need with their insurance. That's his core message. So I particularly like this example because it positions him as someone who cares about his customers, not as someone who's just trying to make a sale. He isn't just trying to make you pay more for your insurance. He has a reason for asking you to do that. And having that message then, he needs to have a way to share that message. Now, what he's done is he's got a quarterly newsletter, and he speaks at some live events, and he gets involved in community activities. I also know that he's on social media some, but I personally think for him to be more effective, he ought to create a blog and do more with his newsletter and social media. Now, how would he do a blog? Is he would talk about the different issues around insurance. He could talk about, since he does home and car insurance, he could talk about caring for your home, caring for your car, not just insurance topics, but topics related. And then to build the platform around that, he needs to do his blog regularly and get people engaged on that.
I like these ideas, and you're preaching to the choir. A lot of times, you know, the clients that I speak to, they say, but, you know, blogging, first of all, it's an oy vey, blogging. Are you kidding me? You know, how often am I going to have to do this? And it's important for people to know that if you are going to blog, not if, this is 2013, when you're blogging, because you really need to be, I'm hitting this hard this year. My whole thing this year, Catherine, is everyone needs to have a blog attached to their you know, business website. It's really imperative, especially now. If I couldn't talk you into it, you know, over the last 5 years, please believe me. It's really important now for a lot of the reasons that I've tried to lay out over the last few weeks. But remember, you get to set the expectation in your blog. So if you want to write once a month, which I personally don't think is often enough, but if you only want to write once a month, that's fine. You set the expectation and you train your audience to know how often you're going to talk to them. If you want it to be once a week, I think that's better. That's what I would encourage as a place to start. Terrific. If you want it to be every day, God bless you. And, you know, I hope you have the energy to do that. But you get to set that expectation. Don't think that it's an overwhelming thing to be blogging. It's a necessary thing, but you're controlling it. You're controlling that communication process and how often it occurs. So don't let it freak you out. And also remember that you're not just going to talk about, in the insurance salesman, he's not just going to talk about, you know, different kinds of car insurance. He might talk about how to care for your car so that you can keep your insurance premiums low, something like that. You have to be creative. We're actually going to go to the next break, Catherine. We have as much as we can in that last segment with Catherine Aragon of CatherineAragon.com.
Axe Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking? More importantly, are you content with the results you're seeing? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join host Brian K. Wright as he talks to experts in many areas relating to life success, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, briankwright.com. Each week is a dose of inspiration. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. Success Profiles Radio is a show that will clearly demonstrate the principle, if I can do it, you can do it. So don't miss this opportunity to take control of your life and your results. Success Profiles Radio with Brian K. Wright, Mondays at 5 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on the Rockstar Radio Network. We'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Briles is in. And each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by Author You and The Book Shepherd. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local. Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with my special guest today, Catherine Aragon. She is CEO of Catherine Aragon Copywriting, and you really need to visit her website. Let me spell it for you. KatherineAragon.com. Catherine, I'm learning so much from you today. I'm just tickled. You can hear it in my voice, can't you?
I can. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, the show goes by incredibly fast, unfortunately. Now, that first segment, I got to tell people a little bit what was on my mind. And these last couple of segments, we've offered them lots of content that should help them developing their businesses and their own content to their own marketplace. Now I want to talk about you a little bit and your services and what you do. So how can you help people, or how do you help people with some of these things we've been discussing?
Well, copywriting is the core service I provide. I do write web pages, and I write content such as blog posts and special reports to help people do some of that soft selling that needs to be done up front. And then I also can write the direct response landing pages that actually start pushing sales. So I do kind of the whole gamut in the sales funnel. But I also realize that some people don't want to hire out. They do like doing it themselves. For those people, I offer consulting or coaching. And then for a third group of people, and these are people who already have a strategy that's working, they're just looking for time-saving tricks or a little bit more training, I'm putting together products and ebooks that help them learn better strategies. So I guess for me, the bottom line is to help people succeed at marketing in this digital marketplace, developing a message, building a platform on their website and social media, and creating name recognition and authority that helps them sell more.
Right. And, you know, you and I have used these words before, and I use it with my clients sometimes, and I realize sometimes they haven't heard the word platform. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me that I just want to define it a little bit. Platform is a term we use now because the internet exists and the whole world is connected to one another. And your platform is, let's see, what's a good way to put it? Your platform is what people find when they come looking for you online. So it will take into account every place that people can find you. And just imagine a platform can be rickety and not very well supported and sort of all over the place, or it can be very strong and sturdy and significant. And a lot of that has to go with what Catherine's been talking about and what I talk to you about every week, and that's creating strategy and making sure that you're weaving things together so that anytime someone looks for you or your business and your services and they're searching for you online, that the things that they find – makes sense in terms of what you offer. You don't want it to be that, you know, it's about your that's your branding, you know, that it's not incongruous and that your message is similar, if not the same, everywhere someone finds you. That's where someone like Catherine would be very helpful to you, because if you're thinking that social media is all the same, you need to stop that immediately, because every social media platform is different. It's like going to parties at different people's houses. They're going to have different friends, and they're going to have a different decor, and they're going to serve different kinds of foods, and each party is going to be slightly different, even if the same people attend the party. It's going to be a different sort of experience at each place you go, and that's true in social media. The way people talk to each other, the language they use, the amount of words they use, how quickly or slowly they talk to each other, all of that changes in different social media platforms, as well as your blog. So a platform in general for any person or business is all those places that people find you, but this copy that Catherine's been talking about and that she helps you with, it's important to make sure that the copy is right in each platform, and it might not be the same everywhere. Am I making sense, Catherine?
Yes, that's exactly right. A lot of times you may have, like, you've built a little platform in this one area and another little platform in this other area, using like the stage metaphor, and you don't have them connected, where it would be better to have a big, strong platform where everything fits together nicely. It's like what you were saying earlier, you know, the cogs fitting together.
Right.
And that's sort of integrated marketing, where social media is part of your content, is part of your direct response, and they fit together nicely.
And I would think that subconsciously that matters to people as they're finding you. They might not realize that it matters to them, and they might not recognize that it's mattering, but I think that it does, that they'll sense if something is not right, you know, from platform to platform, or if it's not connected properly, it starts to smell fishy to them, and then they start to wonder what's wrong.
Yes, and I do believe that when a small company or small business gets that right, they look a lot bigger than they are. And so it's one way that these small businesses can compete with the big guys is by having all those same elements. It doesn't have to be on the same scale, but they need to fit together just as efficiently.
Oh, that's such a good point. That's really important to take in. That if your messaging is right, if you're getting it right, that your company seems maybe bigger than it is, or at the very least, you seem like you've really got it together. And that might mean that you spend time, that you have a website and you have a blog, and you really put effort into getting that right. Then you might choose just one social media site and really get into that, connect it, make it right. You don't have to be everywhere at once. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, spreading yourself a little too thin. Make sure that everywhere you go, that you're getting it right, because it will leave a much bigger impact on the people that you're reaching than if you try and spread yourself too thin, which I'm often guilty of. Spread yourself too thin and not quite getting it right everywhere, then that just doesn't look as good.
I agree.
I love that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, Catherine, I know you mentioned at the beginning that you're writing a book on social content marketing. Is it all right if you share a little bit about that with us? It's not top secret, is it?
No, not top secret. I'm in the editing stage right now, so I'm really hoping I can get this together in the next couple of months. But one of the things that I've noticed is that, you know, this fitting things together. So it's not just content. It's not just social marketing. It's not just SEO even. It's that the three have to fit together. And then you take that and the fact that most books on these different tactics are all separate, and they just talk about the strategy without really telling you how to fit it into your business. So that's the gap I'm trying to fill. I'm trying to talk about content marketing as just one piece of the puzzle and tell you how you can fit all the pieces together so you can develop a strategy that's right for your business, not one that the author is using as sort of a one product fits all. And so, like I said, I'm in the editing stages now, so I'm hoping I can get that pulled together pretty quickly and maybe in this first quarter get the book out.
Nice. Are you self-publishing or are you going with a publishing house?
No, I am self-publishing. That's part of what I think that is actually part of the whole overall strategy is the business as being a publisher. And now with technology the way it is, it's really not a big deal to do the self-publishing. And I think it fits better with everything else I do.
No, I like hearing that. I know a lot of people who self-publish, which goes back to my wannabe author analogy that I was talking about, and finding the finding blogs and finding the internet and realizing that I could be a writer on my own terms without having to worry about what anybody else thought about it. But that's true with publishing books now too, is that the print on demand or even just ebooks now because of Amazon and the Kindle and Barnes and Noble's Nook, and you know, we consume more e-material than we do actual paper material these days, I believe.
That's right. And really, you can publish it in both ways. The print-on-demand gives people a trade paperback and then put it on Amazon and these other platforms as an ebook, and you've just widened your market considerably.
Right. And although I haven't published anything to Amazon, I have read a lot about it lately. Mm-hmm. And I understand that it's really not too difficult. I don't know. Do you know more about that?
Yes, I do. I went ahead and created a small ebook this fall just to play around with it. And it really came together easily. So I'm real pleased with the whole process.
Right. Oh, that's terrific. So we're still in January. What else have you got planned for this year?
Well, I'm really upping the level of my own blog. I want to get more involved with that and maybe, you know, work out providing deeper information. And then, as I said, first quarter, I'd like to see this book get finished. And then the rest of the year, maybe produce a lot more ebooks where I provide sort of a library of how-to books that people can turn to whenever they're ready to develop a specific tactic but don't know where to start.
Oh, very nice. And you offer these from your website at KatherineAragon.com?
Yes, I do. I have a resources tab that shows you what I have so far. I'd just like to build that out this year.
Oh, that sounds terrific. I can't wait for this book to be ready because I need to read it like yesterday.
Awesome. I'll make sure you get a copy.
I really appreciate that. I want to thank you, Katherine, for coming on. I have learned a tremendous amount from you, and I'm feeling a little more inspired about some of my own copywriting. I enjoy blogging. I enjoy teaching. I write sort of the way I speak. The thing that I have trouble with is sales copy. That still confounds me. So I'm glad that I've found you. I'll need help with my sales copy. You make a great resource for me now.
Great. Thank you so much.
And everyone, remember to go to KatherineAragon.com, KatherineAragon.com. This is Kaylin Amadio reminding you that Act Local Marketing for Small Business is here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. Please join us and become part of that trillion-dollar marketing movement that is the small business community. I'll see you next week on Act Local. Make this a great week. I lift...
Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness every week at this same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, marketing for small.